Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Please, baby, can't you see?
Second most famous person from Lansing, Lebanon. Who are we kidding? She's the most famous.
The only one with a billboard.
I'm going to get one of these days. I swear to God, I'm going to get one. Good afternoon, everybody. Good to be with you. It's 576-7798 if you want to weigh in. And we are hoping to get the police chief from either Overland Park or Kansas City, Missouri, onto the show, because I was reading the Wall Street Journal today, and this is from a doctor, okay? Dr. Michael Segal, who is a neurologist and a neuroscientist, and he writes, let me grab my glasses here, it's a fascinating idea, an approach that could work. Emergency responders who are entering quarantine after exposure could be allowed to volunteer for deliberate infection, provided they are at low risk of complications. For example, in their 20s and early 30s without a known risk factor, most will have a mild illness or no symptoms, if any at all. Some will need medical care, but few will die. After about 3 weeks of quarantine, antibody testing could show that these volunteers, these first responder volunteers, have completely gotten rid of the virus. Those who choose this option could spend the quarantine in resorts that are currently closed with internet, restaurants, access to all the facilities that keep them strong, such as the gym, the pool, the steam rooms. Since emergency responders are among the most responsible young people, there would be little need to worry that they would try to leave while still infectious. And, of course, the finest medical care would be available. This is Hang on, Dana.
Let me just move on to the next topic. Answer is no.
Should we allow first responders to voluntarily infect themselves if we do it on a tiered basis, okay? So obviously not everybody in the Overland Park Police Department or the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department would infect themselves at the same time. But they would infect themselves, say, in tiers of 15 to 20, and then as they quarantined, got through the illness, would then come back on the force there because of the antibody resistance, would no longer be likely to get coronavirus, they could go back out on the force. I ask because this is not some dum-dum from Leavenworth who talks on the radio who's writing this. This is a doctor, a neuroscientist, who's writing this in the Wall Street Journal. I ask out of ignorance.
I am stunned he would even suggest it. There is a story out today that there is a perfectly healthy, no underlying conditions athlete who is 25 years old, who is on a ventilator, Scott, fighting for his life with corona. There is no way we're going to say to our most precious resource right now, those on the front lines of healthcare, hey, let's roll the dice with the young ones so that maybe you can come back to work raring to go. This is a 25-year-old on, and the mom even said, you have to understand, this is the healthiest person I know. He is an athlete. He was an All-American lacrosse player. And she said, if anyone could get knocked down from this, he would be the last person you would think would be so incredibly sick fighting for his life, and he is. Now, what I will say with our first responders is that if we could streamline a test that could tell us right now whether or not you've had this, Scott, whether or not I've had it, whether or not anyone out there has had it that were asymptomatic, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And you could assure me that since I've already had it, I can now not infect others. Those healthcare professionals should be rushed to the New York hospitals to try and save lives. If in fact you can prove that they are immune from it, if they've already had it.
Now, I understand, and I watch with great interest the governor of New York, et cetera, and the presidential news conferences. The president came out, I believe it was yesterday or the day prior, and said the cure may be worse than the disease. I'm not ready to say that he's right. In fact, most people in the medical community say he is wrong. I'm not getting political here. However, if estimates are right, Dana, 40 to 80% of Americans are going to get this virus. What if we, and I understand this idea of hunkering down, you and I have hunkered down, this entire radio station has hunkered down. You're not hearing a single broadcast on this radio station that actually comes out of the radio station. But what if we were doing this all wrong? I'm just throwing it out as an option. I'm not saying I believe what I'm about to say. What if we somehow tiered the entire country to just go ahead and get the virus? Obviously not my mother, not your parents, they're older, but the younger people who would likely survive the virus, my children, dare I say, your children, and we tiered the country to go ahead and just get the virus, build up the antibodies. You're going
because
to
we don't know that you will build up the antibodies. I mean, we've had the infectious disease Dr. Dana Hawkinson specialist on our show several times. Mm-hmm. They don't know yet that if you get it once, it somehow bars you from getting it again. They just don't know.
Right.
And that's why I'm stunned this doctor would suggest this in the Wall Street Journal. You can say, let's go ahead and infect some people to see if it makes them immune. The fact is, we don't know. And so you would be risking the lives of the single most important professionals we have right now on the off chance they'll be immune? It's honestly one of the most preposterous things I've ever heard. Are you sure he's a doctor?
It says he is.
Like, maybe he's like a Dr. Phil, where he's not really a doctor.
No, it says Dr. Seagal is a neurologist and a neuroscientist.
Well, I would not want him working on my brain.
Okay. 576-7798. I would love to hear from those of you who are first responders. That doesn't just mean police officers and firefighters. That means doctors. That means nurses. That means those of you in EMT.
We do have the police chief from Overland Park calling in at 4:30, Scott.
Okay, good. We'll ask him about it. These are the front line folks. Whether you're a police officer, a firefighter, a doctor, a nurse, nurse practitioner, whatever. What are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts on just intentionally getting infected? And then yeah, you bleed before you scab. I get it. And after 3 weeks, you just go back to work. That is what is being
suggested. Unless you're like this kid on the West Coast who's 25 and almost dead. He's on a ventilator fighting for his life.
Dana, I'm not saying I support the idea. I'm just offering it up as a point of discussion. 576-7798. 576-7798. Good afternoon, Kansas City. And I just stepped outside. It is a beautiful day. If you get a chance, take that walk. Leave the kids at home. Because you know they're driving you crazy. We are getting to learn more about our families than we ever wanted to know. I now know that Kelly's son's favorite color is red. I did not know that before this morning. Telephone number here is 576-7798. A doctor, Michael Segal, in the Wall Street Journal, is proposing an incredibly radical idea. The headline is, "Expose First Responders to Coronavirus." And he says, and I quote, "An approach that could work: emergency responders who are entering quarantine after exposure could be allowed to volunteer for deliberate infection, provided they are at low risk of complications. For people in their 20s and early 30s, without a known risk factor, most will have a mild illness or no symptoms at all. Some will need medical care, but few will die. After about 3 weeks of quarantine, antibody testing could show that these volunteers have built immunity and testing for coronavirus, and they could demonstrate that they are no longer infectious. Anyone who is certified could then return to duty free of further restriction."
Do you know why else this is ridiculous? Not only do we not know if you have this, if you're infected with it, if you make it out on the other side, okay, we don't know, again, that means you've built up an immunity to it. We don't know that, like the flu, Scott, the flu shifts and changes slightly year to year, which means you can get it year to year. So that's the first thing we don't know, which makes this whole suggestion ridiculous. The second thing that makes it ridiculous is that if the percentage of the population that they believe will end up getting this is as accurate as I believe that it is, we don't need to be infecting people. They're already going to get it or have already had it. What we need is a test to determine whether or not you have already had it.
But Dana, to your point, if we are already going to get it, okay, and the it's incredibly inaccurate, but the talk is that between 40% of Americans and 80% of Americans are going to be infected with coronavirus, which is such a wide swath from 40 to 80%, which means we just don't know. But why not, if you are healthy? And again, I'm throwing this out as the devil's advocate. I'm not saying that I agree with this, nor that I think it's a good idea. But why not, if you're 30 years old and you are in a critical position, you're a doctor, you're a firefighter, you're a police officer, why not just go ahead and get infected? You suffer for a week. I was watching some gal on CNN today who said it was the worst she has ever felt in her entire life. I have no reason to doubt her. Why not just get it over with? If we're all, and again, I'm playing devil's advocate here. I'm not saying that this is what I truly believe. But why not just get it? Get it over with. Just a thought. I'm just...
still question whether or not this man is actually a physician.
Well, he is.
What about that is do no harm? We're going to harm. Might die, might not. I don't know. Let's try it. Let's roll the dice.
Dana,
who wants to sign up?
Dana, there is no way the Wall Street Journal is putting this guy on their pages if he is not a real doctor. This is not the National Enquirer. This is the Wall Street Journal.
It is unnecessary. It is reckless. And there is absolutely no guarantee that it would work.
576-7798. We'll get to your calls and comments in just a moment. 576-7798. Would love to hear from those of you who are first responders. Police, firefighters, EMT, doctors, nurses, whomever. Why not just infect you? Put you in quarantine for 3 weeks. You'll suffer, and then you'll be fine. And then you go back to work.
Maybe.
You're right. The key line in this whole thing that I keep going back to is, but few will die.
We will ask Overland Park Police Chief Frank Donchez when we get back.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how ridiculous is this idea? I'll give you a hint. It's a 10.
576-7798. 576-7798. Telephone number here, as always, is 576-7798. Danny Wright, I'm Scott Parks. Let's bring in the police chief of Overland Park, Frank Donchez. Chief, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, you bet. Good to be here.
Hey, let me ask you this. There was an opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal today that we're talking about from a Dr. Michael Segal. The headline is, Expose First Responders to the Coronavirus. You obviously are a first responder. You are a commander of first responders. His argument is, do it in a tiered system. Expose your younger officers who are likely to survive. Get them infected. Let them heal. Let them recover. And then they can go back out on the force without any concern. Do you have any problem with that?
Yeah, I do. We've all signed on as police officers. We all know there's a risk. I mean, we're doing what we can to minimize the risk to our officers. We're reducing the amount of calls that we're going on. We're trying to encourage people to file online reports. That's really been a big component of it, is getting people to do either online or over the phone. We actually have a lot of our SROs who obviously are not in school, and so we have a phone line manned about 16 hours a day where we're taking reports over the phone. So we're encouraging that. But to go to that thinking that we're going to send young officers instead of more, I'll call them, since I'm in this category, more mature officers, I just don't buy that. We all know what we signed on for, and I guess you could argue, that the younger folks have families, their kids that are at home. I don't know. It's not a bad idea, in my opinion.
Chief, I agree. That's why we're moving on. I think it's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. Let's get to more practical concerns here. What types of crimes do you want people to be calling in and going online to report?
Okay, so here's the deal. I can't be any more clear about this. If you need a police officer, if there's an emergency, somebody's breaking your door down, or you're being assaulted, or you're a victim of domestic violence, whatever, you need to call 911, and we will be there, Johnny, on the spot. I mean, that's a no-brainer. Now, some of these calls, maybe theft or criminal damage to property, something that happened overnight. There's no real urgency for us to be there. You woke up and you found your tire slashed on your car, or your car was broken into. Call in. We'll most likely take that report over the phone. That's not to say that at some point we won't send somebody out if there's some evidence to get, to send an officer out to, collect evidence, maybe dust for fingerprints or whatever. But those are the kind of things that we can take over the phone, and we can take our time and be careful about it. We won't even have to interact maybe with the, with a citizen.
Yeah.
We'll go out there, we can do our thing at your car and not even actually physically interact with you. But those are the kind of things,
right?
The minor things. Basically, off the top of my head, theft, crimes that are not in progress, and theft and those type of things are the ones that we want you to call in. We'll take a report over the phone. It'll be followed up on just like we always would, but we're trying to minimize the amount of exposure for our officers and the public as well. Quite honestly,
Chief, a couple things. There's a report out of, it's everywhere, but I read it in the New York Times, that I believe upwards of 200 police officers in the New York Police Department have tested positive. Can you tell us, is there a percentage of your officers or a number of officers who have been in contact with this?
I can tell you that we currently have no officers that have been tested positive, or quite honestly, I'm not sure even tested, but nonetheless, we don't have any. Now, that's a little bit of a different environment. It's a lot more urban. It's way more dense. And
New York is what you're talking about.
Patrols,
yes.
Their officers are probably in a position to be just not even on calls, but just generally more in contact with the public just walking down the street. So that's a whole different environment. I feel bad for them. It's certainly an issue, and fortunately for us, we haven't had that, and it's a little bit different environment that we work in. Not to say that something bad can't happen, but I think it's a little different.
We're speaking with Overland Park Police Chief Frank Donchez. Chief, have you seen in the time that we've had stay-at-home orders and people just being a little bit more wise to hunkering down, have you seen a decrease in crime?
I tried to get those numbers. This was kind of a last minute thing, and we've been working on some other issues with between the county and the city, and we're figuring some things out as we go. So I haven't really gotten to that until the last couple minutes, and I have one of my crime analysts working on that as we speak. If I have the actual crime numbers before we get off the phone, I will give them to you. But what I can tell you, I have this in front of me. We track our calls for service. In the last week, our calls for service are down about 20% over that time period last year. So, for instance, on
20%.
On Sunday last year, on that date, we had 142 calls for service. We had 108. Yesterday, we had 117 as opposed to 132 a year ago. And so as I go through the last week, we're down about 20-some percent on calls for service. So that, and you could see it.
Chief.
Go ahead.
Some of that can be good, and some of that might not be so good. And I'm not specifically talking about Overland Park, but we know in times of crisis like this, calls to the child abuse hotline go down. Domestic violence calls can either go down or up. There are some things where we need people to be calling for help. And I read yesterday,
absolutely,
we might not be seeing the numbers that we should be seeing for some of those awful domestic types of crimes.
Well, but one thing I will say, and I don't have these numbers in front of me specifically for last week, but we investigate over 5,000 traffic crashes a year here in Overland Park. So that works out to about, 100 a week. And so the fact that there is a lot less traffic out there, I don't think anybody can deny that. There's a lot less traffic through the course of a day. I would bet, if I had those numbers, that the amount of traffic crashes for the past week have been way down. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Chief, are there crimes, and I use crimes in air quotes, that you are encouraging your officers not to enforce? For example, speeding, maybe rolling through a stop sign, et cetera?
Well, here's here's where we're at with that. We're saying reduce the amount of self-initiated activity in order to reduce contact with the public. So are we going to be sitting there running radar? Probably not. If you run a stop sign or a red light in front of one of our officers, they're going to stop you. Let's be clear about that. We're not turning a blind eye to crime or traffic. We're just probably not going out there as aggressively looking for it.
How are you passing the time?
You know, it's a lot of meetings. You know, we have meetings at the city level. We have meetings on the phone with the Chiefs Association, trying to keep in touch with our other Johnson County Chiefs. So, you know, coordinating a lot of things within the city between departments is a big part of what we're doing right now. But guess what? I have those numbers for crime, and it is showing over from the 15th. To the 21st, okay? Last year, 169. This year, 122. So I don't know what the math breaks down to, but I'm thinking that's probably about a 20% reduction in crime over the last week.
Hey, Chief.
The biggest one. So here's
officers. Oh, go ahead.
So here, you know, the biggest drop is in aggravated assaults and assaults and battery. So last year, 44 during that time period. This year, 20. So maybe the social distancing is working. I mean, you know, seriously.
It's kind of hard to punch somebody from 6 feet away.
Man, I tried to punch my neighbor today, but he's about 20 feet away, and I couldn't hit him.
Forgery,
hey, Chief.
Down 14 to 7, that would probably be indicative of the fact that businesses are closed. You know, more businesses are closed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny, you had a question for the chief.
Yeah, are the officers allowed to come back into the building at the departments, or are you guys all social distancing? And also, are they wearing gloves and masks when they're out and about?
Depending on what they're on, everybody's been issued an N95 mask, including myself. And, you know, they have those. They have the other, not only the N95s, they have the other ones, which basically work for the most part, but if you're going into a known situation, you want to put that N95 on. But they are coming and going to the stations. Now, one of the things we've done, and this isn't an absolute either, but we've discouraged officers from going from station to station. So if you deploy out of this building, Sanders station, you know, don't be going to the other stations. Stay within your station and try to reduce that. So some of the things we're doing are just, you know, it's just common sense. Our meetings, we're doing a whole lot more meetings internally within the department and in the city. We've gone to Zoom and Google Hangouts. So I've never been in so many online or phone meetings in my life as I have been in the last 3 days.
Dude, sorry, I didn't mean to call you dude. I'm sorry.
Hey.
Zoom is one of the
We're in California. Call me dude.
I just got introduced to Zoom this week. It is incredible.
It is one of the problems that I have with is people that aren't muting when they should be muting.
Yes.
On the phone.
Yes. Only
Google
take
Hangout.
The mute off when you're talking. Don't be an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Chief.
You know, interesting. I got to tell you, this is funny. Somebody printed out. It's called Conference Call Bingo. And so when every time one of these comes up, check it off. Yeah. So, you know. Sorry, you cut out there. So you'd mark that one. Child noises in the background. You'd mark that one.
Dog barking.
Are you there? Let me see if that one's on here. I don't see that. Oh, yeah. Sorry. My dog is really excited about this call. See
yeah.
That one. So, yeah, it's kind of funny.
Hey, Chief, and we're bumping up against the break here, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask. You mentioned the N95 masks. We know that those are in short supply. I would not be doing my job if I did not ask this question. If every officer has those masks and there becomes a shortage in the emergency room departments for the frontline doctors and nurses, Is there some type of program set up where you could take the masks you are not using and give those to the medical professionals?
We have been working on that. I can tell you the Overland Park Police Department and Overland Park Fire Department, along with our emergency manager, we have been in contact, and we certainly are being good neighbors when it comes to that.
Good.
Chief, be safe, be well, and we will see you when this is all over with.
All right. Thanks.
All right. That's Overland Park Police Chief Frank Donchez joining us here on KMBZ. Welcome back. We will leave you with this hour with two doctors from the Mayo Clinic, one on piano, one on vocals, who have said they are convinced that music is one of, not the, but one of the cures for everything that we're going through. And they did a version of John Lennon's Imagine. And here they are.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Ooh. You might say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday that you will join us. And the world we live is one. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. Ooh. You might say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.
If you don't have goosebumps, you don't have a heart. That was fantastic. We will play that before the show is out.
Woo!
My God. My God. Folks, if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to. 576-7798. One of the stories we'll get to later in the hour. All the things that, well, Dana and I were talking about this off the air. All the things that you're used to doing that you cannot do now. And, you, of course, graduations and prom. I mean, God bless these kids who are seniors in high school or seniors in college whose life has just, I mean, it's just been ruined. And I know, Danny, you have a senior in high school. Prom is ruined. There will be no prom. There will be no graduation. And I know for your daughter and for you, that sucks. I mean, that just sucks. Yeah. I mean, who did you go to senior prom with? I didn't go with anybody because of this stupid thing called COVID-19. But what are the other little things in life that you don't get to do right now? And I got one.
I told Chris this morning.
I got one.
I would give my right arm for a good coffee. And he was trying to research for me because he was leaving and running errands. And I don't know if there are any open out and about. He said, I don't think that's essential, honey, but I'll look.
We'll get to that in just a moment.
Go
ahead.
Real quick, speaking of essential, we do have a nurse calling in the 5 o'clock hour. You're going to want to hear this story. There is a local company, Scott, working across the country to mobilize registered nurses. They are paying them big bucks to go where? New York City.
Oh, really?
And if you're a nurse, would you do it? Under what circumstance? If you are a registered nurse, looking for you, and we're going to talk about that local company coming up.
576-7798. What have you or your family had to give up? What common last week it was, I'm going to go get a massage, or I'm going to go get my hair cut, I'm going to go get my nails done, whatever. What have you now had to give up? I'd love to hear from the younger people who will not be going to prom, who probably will not be going to graduation. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. But I'd love to hear from the young people.
Who won't get their yearbook, Scott.
Yeah. 576-7798, 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. The news is next. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.